You are listening to 漫画先生。
Yo, 皆さん。Today's podcast is brought to you by you.This podcast is free for one very, very simple reason. People who come and support me on Patreon and my website. Thank you so much. Today's podcast is about the object marker. It's my second favorite particle, really, which is the direct object marker. This is the thing that often throws people off a little bit at the beginning, but once you understand how it works, is a fantastic, fantastic tool for being able to articulate yourself well in Japanese. That is the direct object marker. Now, what do I mean by a direct object? What I mean by a direct object is this is the thing that is directly being acted upon, usually by the person doing the verb. A good example is I throw a ball. So the word for to throw is 投げる, okay? The word for ball is ボール or 球. Okay, we're going to use 球 in this case because it's simpler and it's more native Japanese, okay? So if I want to say I threw the ball, 私は球を投げる. You can also say が in this particular case, not going to necessarily mess anything up because I'm throwing it and that's the topic of our sentence as well. So we're going to が球を投げる、投げます。投げました、投げた。Okay? So we're going to throw that ball. Now, the reason the ball is marked with wo, now it's not o, it's wo, 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 like whoa, wo, okay? This, again, not a native speaker, have many years of experience. This wo is going to be fantastic because of one simple fact that, if I'm used later when I start talking about passives and causatives on this podcast, it can make your life so much easier. Moreover, this is the thing that's being acted upon. This is the thing that has no volition of its own, but is simply happening to it, okay? So this is like a ball that you throw, a piece of food that you eat, a song that you hear, or a thing that you say. These are all o, okay? These are all o. So if I want to say, I ate sushi, sushi を食べました. If I want to say, I drank beer, ビールを飲んだ. If I want to say, I have a Game Boy. Game Boy を持っています, 持ちます. Okay? So I can now use that powerful object. Oh, now, what happens if I want to have something, a direction? What if I want to throw the ball to a friend? Now I can have a whole sentence going on. 私が友達に to a friend, the direction of the friend, 球を投げる. So now I, the ball, to my friend, am throwing. Now people are thinking, do I use the ball first or my friend first? Guess what? It doesn't matter. Because Japanese is such a fantastic language that you can now take, and as long as you mark the particles correctly, there isn't necessarily a hard and fast rule that all grammarians agree on for what order is supposed to go on, and especially when speaking non-colloquially. This is a fantastic way of being able to identify what is going on and what is happening in the sentence. Isn't this fantastic? Now you can, I can give a present to my friend. Let's try that, okay? Let's say my friend's name is Ben, Ben-san, okay? 私は Ben-san にプレゼントをあげます。あげる is the verb to give. Now, everyone, let's try to do the sentence yourself, okay? I'm going to walk you through it. How would you say, I give my friend a cat, okay? So we already know how a good chunk of the sentence. We're just going to mix it up a little, or Johnson say a cat. So the topic is what? Be you, okay? The next is Johnson say myself. So then that's the directional marker. Followed by the object, that's going to be a cat, it's going to be a neko, okay? And finally, you're going to give it to me, which is ageru, and you're going to put that base 2 plus mas, and then mas past tense, okay? I gave John a cat. So let's see if you got that sentence. We'll do it one more time. John, you're giving to John the cat, verse base 2, mas past tense. 私はジョン先生にプレ猫をあげました。I gave John Sensei a cat. Isn't that fantastic, everybody? You are now making complex sentences in Japanese with an object and a direction, as well as you can also ask questions in current or past tense with whatever verb you would please. I would say for 2 weeks of work, first 16 days or so of work, you have been able to make leaps and bounds in Japanese. Congratulations. Thank you so much for joining the Manga Sensei podcast. I'm very proud of you. You're doing a good job. You are a good person. And thank you so much. I'll enjoy seeing you or hearing from you next time on the Manga Sensei podcast. Jana.